Blog Talk Radio.
Let your power fall when your name is called. Prove the doubters wrong. God, you're still mighty and strong. So fight this battle for me and help my that you have won again. Let your power fall when your name is called. Prove the doubt and wrong.
Hallelujah.
Oh yeah, you're still mighty. I had a witness here tonight,
yeah,
that you have won again. Anybody need the power in here?
We need it.
Come on, let your power fall. When your name is called, prove the doubt of every time they talked about me, every time they lied on me, God, you're mighty. This is what I need you to do.
Fight this battle.
Fight this battle for me. Everybody needing the price of battles in here. This is what I need you to do, Lord.
Fight this battle.
I can't do it for myself. That you have won again.
You won.
You have won.
Thank
you. You did it again.
Yeah.
I said you have won again.
You have won again.
You brought me out so many
you
times. I didn't even know how I was gonna make it, but oh,
you pulled me through.
You're a winner. Time after time, yeah. My husband could do. You're a champion. You're undefeated. Because you did it for me, yes. You brought me out. You made a way.
Yes, he did.
Ooh. God, you. I give you glory. I bless your name.
Why do you give him praise?
Because you're worthy. Because you're faithful.
Yeah.
know it's on the winner? Anybody know it's on the winner? About your goodness, how you keep on making a way for me.
Just show my peace. I'm just your servant. Just don't Don't allow the word to stay here. Let the word go out in the atmosphere. Let the word go to the east. Let it hit China. Let it hit Japan. Let it hit Africa. Let it hit Jamaica. Let it hit Mexico. Let it hit on the west coast. We got callers that call in on the west coast. Let your word go farther and go to the east coast. Let it go to the north and the south. Let it hit the heart of your people tonight. Oh, we talking about your true word. Oh, some people can't stand it. They can't stand when your true word has been spoken. Oh, they understand. And this, he says, time out. It's time out. It's time to break the tradition and religion off of my people. The tradition and religion, it's time to break that. The deception. Like he said, the forerunners is coming forth. They are making the way. They the voice in the wilderness that's crying out. A lot of people don't want to hear it. You can close your ears. You can walk away. But this is what it's going to be in this season. There was a ship going on. And this season, the forerunners is coming forth. He been speaking to us about the forerunner. Oh, they making way. They the voice in the wilderness to make a way for the second coming of Christ, because he's coming. Oh, you better get your house in order. You ain't seen nothing yet. So, Father God, I thank you for this day. I thank you. And I cover every leaders. I cover everyone that's on here listening. I cover them. We're going to talk about that word covenant, cover. Because you have been speaking to me about covering. Oh, it's going to make some people upset. Huh? But it's nothing wrong with me. The question is, what is wrong with you? Because we see we're going to break this tradition off his people. If you know anybody, share this broadcast. Because he say enough is enough. Huh? My people will not be destroyed anymore due to a lack of knowledge. This tradition and religion is coming off. The veil is going to be ripped. We're going to talk about the real thing. See, if you want a word, this is the word. In order for you to understand the prophetic realm, you got to understand where it came from. You got to understand who is the word, who's speaking the prophetic word. If you don't know who's speaking the prophetic word, you're going to be lost. You're going to be manipulated. You're going to be deceived, because Yahweh is the word. And that's what we're talking about. In the beginning was the word. And you're going to hear a lot of evangelists and the forerunners. They're going to be talking more about the word, the true word of God, the true word of the living Christ. Oh, this ain't the season to play. Keep want to get a prophecy. You better understand. And the reason why I say you better, because like I said, we are been in a season where we are saying you better understand what is going on in this hour, in this season. In order to understand the prophetic realm, you got to understand where did this prophetic thing come from. It came from in the beginning. Oh, you that old teaching. You teach that Old Testament. The devil is a lie. If Yahweh is the word, you can't separate him from the Old Testament and the New Testament. Come on. I told you y'all gonna be broken off this tradition and religion thing. Because in order for you to understand the beginning and who Yahweh is, you got to go back to the Old Testament. Come on. His word is written and forever written. It's not going to change. You ain't going to understand Mark, Luke, John. You ain't going to understand the one Timothy. You ain't going to understand Exodus. You ain't going to understand Revelation. You ain't going to understand the great books Paul wrote. You ain't going to understand Jeremiah. You ain't going to understand Isaiah. You ain't going to even understand Elijah, because Elijah and all the other prophets wrote about the word. They wrote about the word. book. Huh, they wrote about him. Well, where did they write about him at? In the Old Testament. So how are you going to erase the Old Testament? The Old Testament is your true identity. The Old Testament is the revelation. If you don't understand the Old Testament, if you don't understand the book of Genesis, you ain't going to understand Revelation, because the book of Genesis is revelation. Come on. We're going to speak the truth tonight. Come on. It is, and it's going to always be written. You ain't going to be able to erase it. I don't care what the Leviticus did. I don't care what they books they hid, the maps they hid, the scroll they hid. The Father told me he is the book, and for those who hunger and thirst for truth, he's going to fill them up with deep revelation. So in the beginning was the word. See, I got to teach the word, because if you're a real servant, if you're the real one that's crying in the wilderness, if you're the real prophet, the prophet going to teach the word of God. It's no way you a prophet and you don't even know the word. Something is wrong. If you're a prophet, if you're an evangelist, or you're a pastor responsible for the sheepfold, how can you not know the word? Because God is the word. Yahweh is the word. And see, when you get a relationship with him, he begins to reveal to you his true name. Who am I talking to? When you have a relationship with him, I don't care what you read in the Bible, when you get a relationship with him, he's going to take the scales from your eyes, and he's going to open your eyes to the truth. Oh, we tell him we're going to break this tradition and religion off his people. He said, let my people go. He's talking about the Levitical. He's talking about the mega churches and small churches. Let my people go. You're holding them hostage. You with these divination, these falsehood, these false teachings, this religion and tradition. Oh, y'all tell you somebody going to hang up this phone tonight, because I'm going to speak the truth, and everybody don't like the truth. I'm going to speak the truth. Who is your covenant? See, that's what a lot of people be asking me. And when you ask me something, see, when people call me on the phone, ask me questions, let's go to the book. Let's go to the book. Let's see what the word is saying. If it ain't in the book, Father God, speak to me as they speaking to me. You, Holy Spirit, speak to me. You give me revelation. What is they looking for? You tell me what's the truth so I can tell them. And if I get it wrong, you correct me so I can go back and correct to the people. Oh, who am I talking to tonight? We learned last week, who is the word? Oh, y'all better start talking. Who is the word? We learn who is the word. We learn from the book of John, and see, we ain't see, if you want her, you at the right place at the right time. Those that's in the wall of prayer, you at the right place at the right time, because he said, it's now, this season right now, teach my people the truth. If you don't know who is the word, you ain't going to understand the prophecy. Oh, okay, he prophesied through his word. Who don't understand that tonight? Come on. Some people call me and ask me questions, and if they say they're a prophet, okay, if you're a prophet, how do you know you're a prophet? How did he come to you and tell you, oh, y'all better start asking people questions? Who told you you was a prophet? And then they'll say, well, God told me, he took me to this Bible verse. He took me to this Bible verse. He showed me in his word. So you better start asking, who told you you was a prophet? And when they say, he showed me in his word, he kept speaking to me in his word, then you would know. Who told you you was an apostle? Did somebody lay hands on you and tell you you was an apostle, saying, I'm going to impartate this in you? Y'all, whoa, I wish I had time to go over this impartation, tradition, and religion. The Father showed me that years ago. Can't nobody impartate in you what's already be set free. You're going to be set free. If it's already in you, you don't need no importation. What did he tell Jeremiah? I knew you. Oh, my God. He knew each and every one of us before this foundation of this world. He knew you when you was in your mother's womb. Oh, you Holy Spirit, I hear you. I hear you. I hear you. Oh, y'all better pay attention to what they doing. Now, we all did wrong. We all fall short. No, my body, this my body. The devil is a lie. Don't nothing on this earth belongs to us. And if you carrying a child, that child belongs to the Most High. See, you don't know what you are born. You probably be aborting the next president. You might be aborting the evangelist that's supposed to go out and preach the word. You might be aborting his prophet, his mouthpiece. But I'm going to move on from that. In the beginning was the word. We already know. We already went over this. So you should not be saying. Now, if you don't know, that means you don't want to know. Even in the book of John said, they knew him not. Why did they not know who the word was? Why did they not know who Jesus was? You know the reason why they didn't know who Jesus was? The reason why they didn't know that the Father who created heaven and earth came down here in flesh form. He came as the word. And when the Bible, when it tells us in the book of John that the word knew him not, the world didn't knew him not. How can the world don't know who God was? Come on. You know the reason why? That's why a lot of y'all be fooled. That's why a lot of us be in deception, because we don't know the true word. Because even in the book of John, see, your prophecy is in the book. You got to open the book. You got to study the book. You got to eat the book. You got to sleep with the book. That's the word. Come on, come on. I guess I preach to myself tonight. Tell us in the book of John, they knew him not. They didn't know who Yahweh was and what Yahweh did, because he came down here. He came down here in flesh. He was the word that came flesh. He got in a fleshly body. This was written about him. He gave the word to Elijah. He gave the word to the other prophets. He was coming. Even he gave the word to John. John say, I am the voice of the one crying in the wilderness. I'm making straight way of the Lord. As said the prophet Elijah. Come on. I'm just here as the voice crying in the wilderness. Let's check this out. We're going to go right here. Even when they were asking him, when the Jews came to send the people, the Pharisees send the Jews to ask John, who are you? Who are you? See, a lot of people going to be asking, who are you? I'm telling you, we should break some tradition, religion off the people. Like I said, I'm going to speak what thus said the Lord. The way however the Holy Spirit lead me, I'm going to speak it. And see, a lot of people going to be asking, who are you? Who sent you? Who ordained you? Who is your covering? Oh, my God. Let me break that down. And the question, see, you want to ask me, I'm going to ask you. Who are your covering? Who is your real covering? Because my covering is Jesus Christ. Christ is my covering. It tells me all throughout the Bible who is my covering. And he told me to stick to it. Your Savior, Christ, is your covering. See, because when Yahweh came down here as the word, he came to set the captives free. He didn't come down here to condemn us. He came down here to set the captives free. And who the Son set free is free indeed. So when you get the mark, the seal in your forehead, the seal of Christ, that's your covering. Oh, who am I talking to tonight? Christ is our true spiritual covering. Oh, y'all, I'm telling you, this Holy Spirit been speaking to me all this week about this covering thing. Who is your covering? Who is your daddy? Your spiritual covering comes from Christ himself. Who is Christ? Yahweh. Oh, somebody, I want somebody to try to debate that, because I'm going to whoop you with the word. I'm going to stick to the word. He didn't tell them. They want to walk in rebellion and being disobedient when he said, I came here on assignment. I came here to testify. I came here as a testimony that I am the word. I came from heaven. Come on, they didn't believe him. You better start saying Christ is your only true spiritual covering. He's covering you by putting his seal on you. What seal do you have? There's only two seals that you can have. You can have the seal or the true living God, true living Yahweh, you on his right side because he hold you up in his right hand, his righteous hand, or you don't have the mark of the beast. Come on, who talking about that? You should be covering with righteousness. The Holy Spirit should cover you. If you don't have the Holy Spirit to cover you, if you don't have the Holy Spirit to cover you in truth, if you don't have the whole armor of God, it ain't the whole armor of man. It didn't say the whole armor of tradition and religion. It say put on the whole armor of God. That is your covering. Jesus is your covering, your true covering. You don't have to go, okay, oh, Lord, let me calm down. Because I want to break this tradition off of the people tonight. When we know what's the truth, when we have been taught so wrong and our eyes is open to the truth, it's our responsibility to tell the people the truth. Your covering comes from heaven. Not man. Your covering don't come from man. Your covering comes from heaven. The Bible even tells us, you can go look it up in Psalms 90. Well, Psalms 91:3 let us know. He's your refuge. He's your fortune. He's your shelter. Under his wings. Come on. The Lord is our covering. You need somebody to be responsible over you. Who is responsible over you? The Father, because that's the one you got to stand in front of when you close your eyes here on earth. Oh, my God, Holy Spirit, speak. When you close your eyes here on earth, you're going to see your pastor. When you close your eyes on earth, you're going to see your, what some people say, my spiritual father. When you close your eyes on earth, you're going to see your spiritual mother. The devil is a lie. When you close your eyes here on earth, and when you open your eyes, some of y'all going to be shocked and thrown back because you're going to see that Christ. You're going to be judged right then and there. The book going to be closed after you be judged. Ain't going to be your pastor. Ain't going to be your evangelist. Ain't going to be your spiritual mother, your spiritual father. But you're going to have to face the man himself. That's who going to judge you. That's who going to tell you of what's in the book of life. Who am I talking to tonight? Oh, y'all better get on it. This tradition gonna be broken off for you. When God, see, when people tell me something, I sit down at his feet and I begin to ask him questions. Well, Lord, what are you saying about this? Am I wrong? I know what you told me. Give me more clarification so I can speak to your people. And if I'm wrong, you correct me. You sit me down. I don't mind you sitting me down because my prayer years ago, Father God, I want your word so up in me that they gonna know it's you speaking. Oh, that thing's gonna be broken off for your people through me speaking your word and the truth. We got to get to the word, y'all, and stick to the word. A lot of people then came in because it's tradition and religion, and he's trying to break from it. It's off for you. God. He said, go and see, do you love me? Yes, I do. Do you love me? How many times did he ask Peter, do you love me? Well, if you love me, go feed my sheep. Oh, you can't feed your sheep. If he say you love me, go out and feed my sheep. If he tell you go out and feed his sheep and he give you a word, what you going to go? Well, is it okay for me to go out and feed God's sheep? Is it okay for me to be on the radio? And if they tell you no, you need to sit right here. No, you ain't ready. Who you going to listen to? You going to listen to what the Father told you to do, or you going to listen to those people who you said is your cover? Uh-oh, I'm going to speak the truth tonight, because somebody going to be breaking off this tradition and religion. You might say, ain't nothing wrong with me. The question is, what's wrong with you? Because I got to speak this thing. I'm going to speak it on PGN. I'm going to speak it on the wall of prayer. Long as he give me the revelation to speak it, I'm going to speak it. My God, you got a problem with it, you go take it up with God. You go ask him for yourself. Who am I talking to? Told you this a season that we ain't playing around. Ain't time to pray around, because lives are in state. We are in a strategic time here. Tell you to go and feed his sheep. If he tell you to go in the wilderness and cry out. If he tell you to go feed the homeless. If he tell you to go to that hospital. If he give the word and he send the word for you to do. Why would you go to somebody and say, is it okay for me to do it? Is it okay for me to go evangelize in Africa? Is it okay for me to go evangelize in Canada? With God did not already told you, and I already spoke to you through his word, because he is the word. Why do you got to get validated? Come on. Because when you stand in front of the true word, your pastor and everybody ain't going to be on the side of you. Come on. Y'all think I'm just talking tonight. I'm bringing the word. I'm bringing the word. Well, she too passionate. She too harsh. Take it up with him. Ain't nothing wrong with me. What's wrong with you? Huh. These people ask what I like about them. When they start asking him, who is he? They come on, Holy Spirit, speak. And they start asking him, who sent you? Who are you? They ask somebody, you Elijah? Was you the prophet? No, he let them know I ain't even where to be his slave. I'm just here to baptize with water. For one come greater than me. See, some people ain't gonna like when you tell the truth. When you tell them no, some people won't put titles on you. You know you supposed to be apostle. Did God tell you was apostle? Well, let me go ahead and dang you as apostle. See, this is the same thing. See, y'all got to get in the word to understand what some of these people are doing in this hour, in this season. Even Jesus went to Nicodemus. He told Nicodemus, well, you the priest, you the rabbi. You don't know these things. You are teaching. He said, how can one be born again? Can it enter into the mother womb? You mean tell me they got to go through your mother womb again? Jesus came back to him. This in chapter 3. He came back to him and said, now, you the rabbi. You know thou art a teacher. You know, you're supposed to be a teacher. You're supposed to be the greatest teacher. You're a priest, and you don't know the word? This been written before I even came on the scene. You heard about me through other mouthpiece. So you should know this. Why Nicodemus didn't know it? Why the other priests didn't know it? Because in the beginning, when in the book of John, they said they did not know him. The world did not know him. They knew him not. The reason why they don't know him and the reason why this modern age church, new age church, not just them, the old school too, they don't know him because they don't know the word. They ain't in the word. They not connected to the word. Somebody ordained them because they had a church. Somebody ordained them because their grandpa had a church. Somebody ordained because your mom up there and my daughter, oh, she going to be a preacher. See, who sent you? Did he call you to be that? Come on. And is you teaching his word? Come on. Jesus told him, you can speak all you want to. He said, I said unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. This messed Nicodemus up so bad. Everything that Yahweh was speaking through his son was messing him up. And here go Nicodemus saying, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother womb and be born? He asking God, the Jesus that, which we know who Jesus was. He came as the word, the true word. Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of spirit. Come on. I'm going to say it again. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the spirit, the true spirit. See, when you born of water and true spirit, the word going to be up within you. The word going to be in you, and you're going to carry the word. And then he went on and said, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. We got to start teaching the truth. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of spirit is spirit. We must be born again. How you get born again? Just tell us. You got to accept that Christ is who he said he is. And Nicodemus kept asking him questions. Then here goes Jesus said in verse 10, Jesus said, answer and said unto him, art thou a master of Israel, El, and knowest not these things? That's where I want to get y'all at. So basically what he was telling Nicodemus, ain't you a teacher? You teaching the people. How do you not know these things? Are you in the word? Are you studying the word? Are you open the book? Do you have a relationship with me? Do you know who I am? If you know who I am, it should be no doubt in your mind because you got the seal. You got my word. So he went back to Nicodemus saying, art thou a master of Israel? I mean, you a teacher. You're a priest. You're supposed to be teaching the people. And you know not these things? Come on. He said, verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know. God didn't have no doubt. When he came here, he knew what he was doing. Christ knew what he was doing. We speak that we do know and testify that we have seen and ye receive not our witness. Come on. Come on. We don't make nothing up over here. There is no make-believe in heaven. There is no falsehood in heaven. There is no false doctrine in heaven. There is no strange fire in heaven. There is no divination in heaven. So why are some of these pastors and some of these leaders and some of whoever they are teaching these things when they say, let it be done here on earth as it in heaven? The devil is a lie because none of that stuff is in heaven. Come on. Who am I talking to tonight? None of this stuff is in heaven because Jesus, God, Yahweh, came down here as the word. In the beginning, when he spoke, let there be light in the beginning. And there was light. He said, let these things be. And when he created things on the first 6 day, he was saying everything he created, he said, it is good. So when he created you in your mother womb, when he placed you in your mother womb, he already knew you was going to be a boy to grow up to be a young man to have the identity in the fear of Christ. When he placed you in your mother's womb, he knew you were going to be a girl to grow up to be fearfully and wonderfully made, to be a daughter of Zion. He already knew this. He already knew what you were going to be. See, the enemy want to snatch the baby out the womb and throw him in a Nile river. The enemy want to snatch the identity in the womb. My God, my God. He want to snatch your identity in the womb, because the identity was snatched from your birthright. The true identity was snatched from your father. The true identity was snatched from your mother. Y'all about to make me take off running in here. Oh, I'm breaking this tradition and religion up off for you. He already know what you was going to be before the foundation of the word, because he is the word. If he spoke, let there be light, and there was light. If he filled heaven and earth up with things by speaking the word, he already know. He say, let us. Who was he talking about? See, y'all got to get away from the stuff that people are teaching. Let us, because he was a spirit. There's none before him. There's none after him. He is God Almighty all by himself. Oh, my God. Let us make female and female in our own likeness and image. They let you know there's some things in heaven look like us. Come on, who am I talking to? See, you ain't going to understand that. How you going to get rid of Genesis? How you going to get rid of Exodus? How you going to get rid of Leviticus? How you going to get rid of these things? So some of these things is the law of the liberty. That's why the United States and other nations is messed up. The school is messed up, because we ain't lining up with the word of God. That's what he's telling Nicodemus. You are a teacher. Why you ain't teaching the people the truth? Oh, come on, come on, come on. Break it up off their mindset, Father, tonight. Why you ain't teaching the people the truth? All these things. I came here to testify who I belong to. Who's my daddy? Who is my covering? My covering, even Jesus said, y'all ain't going to take my life. I laid down my life. You didn't take my life. I laid it down. Oh, come on, come on, come on. I do nothing of myself. I'm not going to speak what you want me to speak. I don't get approval for you. Why are you raising up the dead on the Sabbath? Why are you healing people on the Sabbath? Well, Christ said Sabbath is something that you, yes, Sabbath was there, but something that you created to be a tradition. So you want me to allow this woman to suffer another year? You want me to allow this man that been lame and suffer with infirmity already 38 years? Because you want me to be on tradition of you? You lying to them, talking about getting in the pool and they're going to be healed. But I am the word and I'll speak the word. Pick up your map and walk. Come forth, Lazarus. I speak the word because I am the word. This is what the Father saying to us tonight. He speaks the word. You speak, if you got the word up in you, if he anoints you to preach, prophesy, to lay hands on the sick, if you got the word in you, you speak the word over your own self. You prophesy over your own self, because the word is greater than he that's in you than he that's in the world. Who am I talking to? Blog Talk is on fire tonight. Oh, see, when he shipped, he started keeping me up at night. I'm riding around in my car praying over the state of Dallas, because Dallas, there are portals open. I see it at night, things falling out the sky where portals have been open. I have talked to y'all about these portals that's been open. You have heard it. There are portals open. Gatekeeper, arise right now. You got to rise up. Your prayer in this season is ask God to release the angel to lock up your city, to lock up your region. The gatekeeper got he said, I've given you the power and authority whatsoever you bind her on earth. Oh, come on, come on, come on. She'll be burned in heaven. And whatever you look in heaven. Some of you got the keys to lock up your region. Lock up your region. Say no witch, no warlock, no soothsayer, no divination is going to come in my region to destroy the identity of these children. My city will not have identity crisis. We lock it up right now. Dallas is full of identity crisis. My God. Holy Spirit, I'm trying to calm down. I'm trying to calm down. But I'm saying what you have been telling me to say. You are in trouble, the state of Texas. Some of you, he's about to wipe out the state of Georgia. The broom of destruction, as he spoke to the Israel, I'm going to release the broom of destruction, and I'm going to wipe it out. Oh, that's a prophetic warning right there. God moved by you open your mouth. Let me tell you about the covering. Some of y'all hear me say you are coverings for the leader. Pastor, what I mean by that, when you are an intercessor, if you are an intercessor, you is an intercessor or the watchman on the wall, whatever you are, when you begin to pray, the prayers going to line up with heaven. When you begin to pray, the words from your word going to cover your family. The words from your prayers going to cover your leaders, the pastor, the evangelist. It's the word, y'all, when you open your mouth and pray. When two or more come together here on earth, it's coming in agreement with the word in heaven. It's coming in agreement with his throne. It's coming in agreement to release these angels. It's coming in agreement to release the tools and the weapons that you need to work with. You're coming in agreement. You're covering your home with the word when you pray. You're covering your home with the word when you worship. Y'all better get it tonight, because this mindset needs to be broken off for y'all. Your covering comes from Christ. That is your true covering. I'm going to say it again. Your true covering comes from Christ. When you speak the word, I am the word. I am the word. I am the word from the beginning. I am the true word. Get it together. I'm talking to myself too. He is the word. You got to understand who the word is. Oh, her voice loud, her voice shrieky. Well, I used to say the same thing. And the Father told me, I'm allow you to hear when you speak why your voice got to be loud. When your voice loud, the Jericho walls coming down. Oh, my God. When your voice loud, it's turned down the kingdom of darkness. Oh, my God. Who am I talking to tonight? When your voice loud, if they can't take your voice or my other servant voice, what they going to do when they really hear my voice and it sound like thunder? Do y'all not remember when Moses was up on the mountain? The Israel, they were to even get closer, they told Moses, you go up there and talk to him. We're going to stay down here, because they heard the thunder. They heard the voice of Yahweh. It frightened them. They were too scared to go to the edge of the cliff, or they was going to die. See, some of y'all play around saying, God said, I said, but when God really speaks, you ain't going to be able to take it. Oh, because he is the word. The word is powerful. Sharp like a two-edged sword. Oh, the word got me so many times that I just felt a sword going through my body. He was cutting it away. Oh, y'all, I can't say it no more. You better know who your true father is, your true father and your true covering. The Bible speaks of it. When you begin to pray, when you begin to decree and declare words, that's your covering, because he is the covering. Come on. A lot of people want to uncover your nakedness. Come on. You better understand. See, God even uncovering those who were behind the veil. Come on. Because a lot of them like to hide behind the veil They like to hide in the spirit realm, but they know I'm ripping the veil. I'm taking you behind the veil to show you who they really are. When you search the Father, he's going to search you. Come on. Because the Psalms 131 tell us, oh Lord, thou hast searched me and know me. That's how he, my God, some just broken atmosphere when I clap my head. I told y'all, your hand is a weapon. You can clap your hand and demons back up. Who don't believe it? I know for myself. See, God began to search the innermost. The innermost. He began to search you on the inside. Need to be purged on the inside. That's why you got to lay yourself out and say, Lord, search me. Lord, it's me that's in the need of prayer. What's up in me? Search the innermost of me. Let the Holy Spirit search me. Let the Holy Spirit deliver me. Holy Spirit, purge me. I want to be purged. I want to be purified. I want to be clean. I want to be tried by fire. So search me, Lord. Search the innermost part of me. See, when God began to search you, oh Lord, thou hast searched me and know me. That's why he told us, Satan, where have you been in the book of Job? Where have you been? Oh, I've been to and from the earth. Well, help, y'all better catch this. Those who have a spiritual ear, you better catch this. I've been to and from, and I'm paraphrasing the way I know how. I've been to and from the earth. Just what your father said to the Satan. Have you considered my servant Job? I'm about to take off running. See, if he asked Satan about Job, what makes you think he ain't going to ask Satan about you? Have you considered my servant? The reason why he said, have you considered my servant? Because he searched it, Job. He knew Job. He knew Job was a faithful man. He knew Job hated evil. Because have you tried him? Have you considered my faithful servant Job? Oh, that's where the covering come in. I got him covered. He's covered up under my anointing. He's covered up under the blood. I got him covered. Have you considered him? And then he's going to say, yeah, I did consider him. But you got the hedge of protection around him and his family and his land. I cannot touch him. But if you can remove the hedge, he's going to curse you. Okay, there you go. Because you know reason why God knew he wasn't going to curse, Joe wasn't going to curse him? Because, oh Lord, thou hast searched me and knew me. God, the word, knew what was in Joe. The word was in Joe because God had already searched him. He knew Joe was his faithful servant. He knew he wasn't going to curse him. He knew that Joe hate evil. And anytime a person hates evil, they're going to speak the true word of God. You can come and try to rip the Satan can come in there and try to take everything from them. He can have their own family curse them. He can take their family. He can take their finance. Oh, but that faithful one going to get down on their knees and say, God, even though you saved me, but I'm going to still trust you. You give it and you take it away. Who am I talking to? Oh, I feel the fire of God tonight. Told y'all going to get broke free from this tradition and religion stuff. When you got the word, when you got the word and you know where the word came from and you know the word was in the beginning, it doesn't matter what these witches and warlocks doing because you know God going to fight your battle. You're going to say again that he won. God won this battle. You tried to clip me. You tried to trip me. You tried to take me down with your witchy way, with your curse, trying to put sickness on my body. But do you not see me standing? Do you not see me warn? Do you not see me keep speaking the word of God? Because I'm on his side, and I'm going to be on his side to the day he called me home. Who am I talking to? Who am I talking to? I told you this ain't for everybody. This ain't for everybody. It's the one that really want to know the truth. So, Father God, I thank you. I wish I had more time to go into, but we're going to pick it up some more. We're going to know that in the beginning was the word, and we don't understand, so you can't say, I don't know, I don't know, I just don't know. You ain't going to say that no more in this season. You're going to know who you serve. You're going to know who you came from, because you got to teach your young generation. We got to teach these children about the word, about the word, about the word. Stop going to these conferences, and they sitting up there telling you about false miracles, false signs and wonder. You going into their turf. What God told me to stay out their turf. Don't even go into their territory. If they a witch that's in their territory, if it's full of witch, what you going to bring yourself up in there? Come on. Come on. Then you wonder why you are sick in your body. You wonder why you got to make sure you are connected to the right people in this hour, in this season, that God will cover you. God will cover you from these attacks. You have in about the whole arm of God that's your covering, and you got to have the word of God everywhere you go. Ain't no, can't anybody do this. Can't nobody get up and drive around at 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 o'clock in the morning praying for a city, praying when a homeless, my God, I'm going to tell them, Father God, can't nobody, because you're too tired, you're too sleepy. So I told y'all, when God tell y'all to get up and do something, you better walk in obedience and do it. If he tell you, okay, this is your hour, you ride around at night and you pray over these homeless people. The devil's out trying to take them out too. They need a word. They need you to pray for them. So you round around at 3 o'clock in the morning, and you see the adversary trying to choke out this homeless person, and you driving by in your car, loose them and let them go. They gonna have peace sleep at night. I call the angel to come forth, walk for them, Father God, send peace up on them. Y'all don't hurt me tonight. Oh, y'all don't hear me tonight. Y'all don't hurt. Are you walking in obedience? PGN just ain't my assignment. When he tell me to get up, I wonder why I'm riding around at night. Why you got me riding around at night? Oh, I'm going to put people in the car, and you're going to minister to this man. You're going to minister to this teacher. You're going to minister. This is your ministry. Oh, somebody didn't catch that. Somebody didn't catch that. Well, let me go see if my pastor going to say I can do it. Let me go talk to my leader and see if I can get in my car and ride around. Let me go talk to my leader and see if it's okay for me to Uber and Lyft. And God told me to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning and start lifting 2 o'clock in the morning. I got to get in touch with my leader and see if my leader going to tell me it's okay. The devil is a lie. Come on. Who's your covering? Who's your daddy? Somebody get on mute the phone and talk to me tonight. If you don't understand, you better go to God and ask him. Come on. Ain't nothing wrong with me. The question is, what's wrong with you? So, Father God, I thank you for this word. I thank you. Continue to put your word in your true vessel. Continue to speak to them. It's time for the forerunner to come forth. It's time for them to speak your word. It's time for you to release the two-edged sword. Put the sword in their hand, Father God, so when they stand, when they walk, see, the prayer walkers, you need to start praying. I see people praying. I see them getting up at 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning. I see them getting up at 12 o'clock. See, the enemy don't sleep. The enemy work at 6 in the morning, and the enemy work at 5 in the morning. The enemy work at 7 o'clock in the morning. He work at 8 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock. It's no time. He work all around the clock. And so I see some people, you be praying. You're going to walk. I'm telling you right now, start walking over these schools. You, if you got to do it by yourself, you go to the school. You pray over the school. You lay yourself on the ground. You beat the ground. You stomp the ground. Not this year. It ain't going to be no mass shooting. Not in my neighborhood. I lock it up. I lock my neighborhood up. It won't be no murder spirit. You murder spirit, you come out of my neighborhood. You murder spirit, you will not be in this school. So I see that some of you are going to be called to do that. So when he tell you get up and go walk, that's why I say I thank God for my 2 feet. Come you, that's the reason why he stripped that car from you, so you can go walk and pray. Come on. Come on. So when you start walking in prayer and praying, because Jesus walked, the disciples walked. When you start walking in prayer, watch he open that door. Watch he open the door. Y'all can take this word right here, what I just said. You're going to see a lot of people just like they marching for wrong things. So if you're going to have people marching for the right thing, the revival is coming to the neighborhood. The revival is coming to people home. He's going to revive you in your own home. Come on. So, Father God, as I release the callers, you know what they need. Father God, if you say, that's enough, give out. I shall walk in obedience, if he tell me, and that's what he was telling me last week. I came down after the spirit was uplifting off of me. Some of y'all would sit on here and want to hear something. Well, as soon as I get ready to get off the line, y'all put your hands up, but he got on me. Then the spirit is lifted up off of you. Cut it off. Cut it off. Don't stay on there. Cut it off. Cut it off. You didn't say what you have to say. And some of them got to seek me and pray to me. So, Father God, I thank you in Jesus' name. Sister
LaShawn,
who's calling? Where
are
you calling from?
Hi, LaShawn. It's Jennifer from North Carolina. You were on fire, girlfriend.
Oh, you know what? That's the spirit of the Lord up on me.
Yes.
I'm telling you, my God.
He is.
How you doing?
I'm blessed.
Do you have anything you would like to share or add to it?
I don't know what to add to that. I understand.
Felt the
fire. You definitely have been in the word.
I'm telling you.
And with
when
the
that
spirit.
Shit.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I just enjoy listening to you and, you know, hearing what he is ministering to you. And it just is refreshing. It's just so refreshing. I definitely needed refresh tonight.
Amen. And he's doing a lot of refreshing. That's why it's so important when he tell us to rest. Because he's going to refresh us. He's going to refill us up. And when this ship comes, it's every season. See, we're not on man time. We on his time. And he begin to ship things. And sometimes we begin to feel it in our body. When the ship begin to happen, there's things that go out in the spirit realm that some of us just can't see. He allows some people to see it. And there's the battle. And some of us begin to feel it in our body. That's why he say rest. Shut it down and rest. And then when he's getting ready to say, come on, you're going up, you're going to, let me help some of y'all out. We always change when he changed. We shift when he shift. He'll give you a new assignment. Okay. I call them breadcrumbs. Okay. You did that right. Keep coming. You're doing okay. You're doing right. Now I need you to go do this. Okay, well, I can trust you with this. You did that right. Okay, well, you're going to have to stay there a little bit longer. You stay there a little bit longer. It's going to take a while. It's not time for you yet because there's some things going on. I got to make sure I clear path. You know, we have to make sure we hear what he say, not what others say. What is he saying? What is he saying through his word? It's very important for us to incline our ears to the word of God, the true word of God. Incline our ears to heaven is very important. What is heaven saying? What is, because he in heaven. What are you saying about this? You don't want to be monkey see, monkey do. That can get you in trouble. Well, Lord, what are you saying about this? Okay, I see they passed, they reversed their law, but it's something else going on. What do you want me to see about it? And he started showing me, this is what's going to happen after this. Watch, watch, my daughter, be aware. This is going to come. They reversed it, but this is what's going to come. You're going to see a lot of people. I'm going to show people who people are in these buildings that they are calling church, whose side they really on.
Mm-hmm.
It's causing a lot of confusion. Come on. You got to know. You just don't ride. See, monkey see. Like they were saying, when Jesus was riding that donkey, they were praising him, but the same one that were praising him was saying, crucify. Come on. So, Father God, we thank you for your daughter, Jennifer. Father God, I thank you for this great revival that you're doing within her, Father God. And it's time for you to start stepping out. I think they gave you that. I don't know if he gave you the word, but it's time for you to step out the things that the Father is showing you. You know, write it down and ask him, Father, do you want me to release this? And how do you want me to release it? And if he say, yeah, release it, but I want you, he might say, go on social media and release it, or release it to certain people. Whatever he tell you to release, you release it. And God's going to show you. You don't have to, like he say, don't worry about it. When you go in front of them, don't worry about what you say, because the Holy Spirit, which is my word in you, going to speak through you. You don't got to worry about what you're going to say. The Holy Spirit is going to take over. The Holy Spirit is going to direct. He's going to direct you to the place that you need to be in this upcoming season. So, Father God, direct her path. Father God, anything that's trying to hinder her, anyone that's connected to her, that's trying to hinder her, we break it right now. Father God, we break in a stagnation. Father God, she will not be stagnating in this hour. Father God, this is her season that she shall come forth. This is her season that whatever is a birthing position, whatever needs to be birthed, let it be birthed in this hour, in this season, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for that birthing position. Father God, let her know she's in a birthing position. What she birthed in a business? What is she birthed in a ministry? Give her clarification. Make it plain. Make it clear that she will know it's coming from you. This is what you said. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen. Wow. Wow. Yeah, he's been definitely, it's time to step out. I'm just waiting for direction as far as, you know, where and what, you know, and what to speak. But he has been doing a revival in my heart, bringing things that he has shown me years ago, just bringing them to mind. It's been relentless, like the last week. Just remember this. Remember when I told you this? So, and he's just, you know, fanning the fire. And I've been feeling like, I don't know if it's menopause or, I mean, I thought I was going through menopause, for the last few years, but lately it's just like I'm burning up. It's like somebody has just lit me on fire. And I'm literally like sweat beads just pouring off my forehead and my nose, and I'm not sure like what's all going on there, but I know he's definitely, he's got my heart just burning for him.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I can understand about that sweat. Well, I just speak, Father, if you're doing a cleansing on the inside, whatever this is, Father God, if it's a spiritual thing, Father God, give a revelation of what it is. Father God, we stand against the symptoms of menopause. Father God, that's not her portion. So, Father God, we rebuke the symptoms of menopause. But, Father God, if this a spiritual thing, give her the revelation what it is that she will know. You know, some you remember when we said that God is doing a cleansing, a deep cleansing with some of us? So sometimes he will clean us and it will come out. It won't come out one or two ways. So it might sweat it out or it might come out the other way, but whatever has come out, I be saying, Lord, this you cleaning me, clean me away. Let whatever's in me come out. So, Father God, he will need to, and then it depends on what you've been praying. If you say, Father God, burn what needs to be burnt on me, that fire ain't no joke.
No, no, it's not.
That fire ain't no joke. I didn't feel the fire like that. I'm like, oh, my God, God, take that away. I can't take it. I couldn't take it. You cannot take it. God said, be careful what you ask for. I want the glory of God. You sure? A fire of God. You sure? Because that's a type of anointing. It's going to weigh on his glory, weigh on you. That fire burns. So you be prepared. What you ask for, be prepared for it.
Oh, yeah. I've been asking for 9 years, so, yeah. But, yeah, it's happening now. Yeah. Like, I am, like, just drunk. Like, I can barely handle it. It's that much heat.
Father, we just add, like we said, if that's the outcome of menopause, we stand and we rebuke the symptoms, Father God, the symptoms of menopause, Father God, the hot flash, and you know some women don't have it. And I know if you eat certain food, eat right and stuff, it will help with the symptoms. But I'm not picking up in my spirit that it is menopause. So, Father God, I just ask that you give her more clarification what it is. He's going to speak to you about it, and he's going to speak to you more about it.
Okay.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Thank you.
So we just speak healing in her body, Father God, and we speak that her body will line up with your word, that no weapon form against her glands, no words form against her thyroid. We speak that her thyroid, her thyroid line up with your word. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Hormones, Father God. We speak to her hormones to line up, Father God, that it will go back in alignment. Father God, there's no, you ain't sitting up there sweating like that in heaven. So let it be done in her body as it is in heaven. So we just speak that if this is something not of you and if it's an attack against her body, we command it to come to cease right now in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Well, we just speak that our hormones will line up, that it will go into alignment. In the name of Jesus. Give a word of knowledge what she should eat and what she should drink in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you.
I speak to her ovaries. I speak to all her female parts to line up. To work just how you, Father, how you giving us these female parts. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I ask that you touch her womb. Thank you, Father.
Amen. Thank you, Father. I receive that healing.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
And, you know, continue to pray over your womb, too. Just pray over your womb.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Amen. I'm that resonates with me.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I certain things we just don't want to say on the radio is, you know, God speak to you in private, but yeah, pray of your womb. The healing in your womb. You pray, you speak blessing, favor of your womb.
Yes. Yeah, I'm feeling that.
Mm-hmm.
My spirit in me is in agreement with that.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Is there anything more, lady?
Craig, my fiance is not feeling well, and he got some positive COVID tests back this past week, and I'm not sure if causing issues tonight, but just healing for him.
Now, let me ask you something. Did he go to the doctor to take it, or what?
His daughter's a nurse, so she had a couple COVID tests, and she brought him over to the house.
You know what? That's what I picked up in my home test. That's what I picked up, a home test. Well, Father, I didn't have to say what I got, but I heard, I did hear that he got the test from a home test. So, Father God, everything that's inaccuracy, you got to be careful, y'all. Be careful, be careful, be careful, be careful. What's in the home test? So, Father God, whatever it is, Father God, if it's inaccurate, we send a crop failure. We just speak healing over him, Father God, that he will stand, he will seek you, Father God, and that you will speak to him. Father God, reveal the truth, Father God. If this is a upper respiratory infection, a sinus infection, Father God, we speak that it's dry up right now, Father God. And Father God, we just come against the hand of the adversary, Father God, and we just speak healing to his body. We speak rest and healing to his body.
Yes,
Father God, we ask that you open up his sinus cavity. We everything that's draining, Father God, we speak that it dry up. Father God, we bind and we rebuke this virus and its viral infection.
Lord.
And we just break the power of fear. Father God, that he trusts you and you will reveal the truth to him. Reveal the truth to him in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Thank you. Amen.
You're welcome.
Amen. God bless you, LaShawn.
God bless you. All right. Thank you. Have a blessed weekend.
You too, sister.
All right. Got to be careful with some of this stuff. 321-230. This is Sister LaShawn. That's who's calling. Where are you calling from? Okay, maybe they're on the phone. We'll come back. If anyone would like to minister, or if you're hearing anything, put on your phone, I'll be more to bring you on. Press 1 on now.
This is Michelle from Texas. Hello? Hello?
Hi, Michelle.
Oh, I'm fine. You just, oh, I can hear you now. At first, I couldn't hear you.
Michelle, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm blessed. I'm great. All right. Is there anything you want to share, or you have a special prayer request?
That was a powerful word that the Lord just spoke through you, and I received confirmation from it. Wow.
Oh, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, we thank him. Well, yeah, if I'm breaking up, I don't know what that's about. But we just bind the hand of the adversary, and we just pray over the airway, and those who want her just begin to take authority over the airways. Well, you know, hey, like I said, the Father is calling some of us to come forth and speak his word and stand on his word. And when we go out, long as we have the word in us, like he said, don't worry about what you're going to say. The Holy Spirit going to speak through you. And when you know the Holy Spirit going to speak through you, you ain't going to back down. You're going to be bold to speak his word.
Amen.
And he's calling some of us to be bold to speak his word and don't sugarcoat nothing. Don't fear. He say, fret not the evildoers. They're going to have their days in the lake of fire. They're going to have their days. Trust me, that judgment is already on some of them. So you are one of them that you're going to be used to speak the word of God. He's going to use you in a mighty way. And I believe you already know this. In all the distraction, whatever is trying to hinder you, those things need to be cut off. If you're in the store, and you probably witnessed it, you're in the store and you heard the Holy Spirit say, go pray for that person. And you hesitate. Well, Lord, you want me to go pray for them? Are you sure? If you hear that, go pray for that person. You hear it more than one time. Yeah, he wants you to pray for that person. If he says, speak this word, even when you were with a group of people and you praying, I see this. You're a group of people. I don't know who the group of people is. I don't know if it's at the church you are at, and you praying, and the Holy Spirit say this. You say it. If the Holy Spirit tell you say it. I don't care who come against you. They gonna have to deal with the Father. You release the word and you go on about your business. Don't go back and forth with them. You release what he told you to release and go on about your business.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Even if they try to call you in and say, well, you was out of order, don't even say nothing. Whatever they going to do it, like Jesus told, what you call, do it and do it quickly. Whatever you going to do, do it quickly. And sometimes we got to tell them, do it and do it quickly because you releasing me. This has been too long. So whatever you're going to do, do it quickly. If you think you're going to sabotage me, betray me, whatever you think you're doing, do it quickly. Go ahead and do it. Because he's preparing us for that day. He's preparing us for when they come and accuse us of all this and all that because we're speaking the word of God. He say, don't worry about what you're going to say. Don't even argue with them. Jesus, when he went to the temple, he opened the book, read what was in the book. He quote a prophecy. He closed the book and sat back down. Didn't say nothing else. They was mad. So some of us going to be used to say what he said and sit down and move up out of there. We ain't supposed to be in there lopping, eating pancakes and coming to their house. We're going to go in and say what we got to say and leave up out of there. So I see you when he tell you to do something because he going to pull on you until you do it. Then he going to be whooping you. You ain't going to even be able to sleep because you didn't do what he told you to do.
Mm-hmm.
So when he tell you to speak Eve.
I see he even gave you the word to give to a pastor. I see him giving you a word to give to a pastor. I don't know if this has happened. I told you, you didn't do it, or this is going to happen. He gave you a word to give to the leader. Don't walk in disobedience. Have he told you to give a word to a leader?
No.
He hasn't told you to give a word to a leader. He mentioned, go tell this leader this.
No. It must be something he's going to give to me.
Okay. I'm gonna say this. If he gave you a word to give to a leader and you missed it, I'm gonna tell him to remind you again.
Okay.
Because I'm hearing he gave you something to give to a leader of a church. And Father, if you gave it to her, bring it back to her remembrance. Bring it back up to her. It could have been something small, could have been something of career. I don't know, but that's what I heard.
Okay, well, I pray that you bring it back to my remembrance, because I don't want to be disobedient.
Yeah, I'm hearing that real strong. So, Father God, I ask that you even bring it back to her memories, and he's going to bring it back to your memories real quick. Well, whatever this word is, you're going to have to release it to that leader. You're going to have to release it. And I pray cover it over you. This is a... Release that word. Just release it. He'll let you know.
Okay.
Go to him and say, Father, what word do you want to help me to release to a leader? Is it the leader of my church? Is it somebody that's in leadership? Father God, what word did you have me to release to them? And if you had me to say something and I overlooked it, I repent. But I don't want to walk in rebellion. So, you know, give me that word again. If there's something you want me to release, bring back to my memory. And Father God, I speak boldness. I do what you want me to do. You know how to pray. So you go seek him on it. And I just pray that you be boldness. Don't play with him. Whatever he tell you to do. Well, Father God, you just show up. Pay attention. Look and watch God show you. You don't know what to say. And watch, you'll be sending me something saying, oh, I know what it was. I know you'll be doing it.
Okay. And I wanted to say what you said about the covering was so powerful. Because sometimes leaders use that as a manipulation to trick people. And that just opened the eyes of my understanding. When you said that, oh my gosh. I know, even how you know something, but God bring it on home to you.
Yes.
And that God is our covering, and we cannot allow people to manipulate us, no matter who it is. So, you know, to stay somewhere that you ain't supposed to be, or whatever it is. I needed to hear that tonight.
Right.
Praise God.
And that probably be something that he wants you to go up. You know, like I said, I don't want to add nothing to it. Let me stay right where he want me. Or whatever it is, if he tell you to go and release it, release it.
I will.
And that was just, you know, my father opened my eyes years ago when I kind of got mad when he pulled me from my church. I'm like, Lord, I need to be around. You see, I'm going through this. My husband didn't love me. I'm going through this. I need to be around my people so they can pray for me. Why would you take me? I was having a pity party, y'all, for real. Why would you pull me? Why would you pull me? I need to be around people that can pray and cover me. Oh, he gave you a reality check quickly. No, I am your covering. I am who you need right now. See, I'm breaking that off for you. I'm breaking traditional religion off for you, and you will not go back to it. That's exactly what he said. You will not go back to it. And then he started using people on PGN to give me confirmation saying God breaking tradition religion off for you, and you ain't going back to it. Just right at what he told me, the exact word for word. Now, I'm breaking that off for you. You're going to depend on me. See, because that's going to help you with your faith. They're going to help you seeking me more. They're going to help you searching me more. Not man, but me. It's the Father, but me. See, how well do I know that? So many people, who's your covering? Somebody need to be held accountable. Well, God, he's going to be held accountable. That's the one I'm be, when I go stand in front of, that's who going, I'm be held accountable for myself. And I got to face that man. I ain't going to be faced with my past and stuff like that. No, I'm going to have to look at the man, the Yahweh. I'm going to look at him. That's who I'm going to get my judgment from. So, told you, he said a lot of people's gone, all this stuff. He's sending people to do healing and deliverance, to heal the people, to deliver them from this old tradition and religion. Let them come out of Babylon. You know, he's breaking off of the people. This stuff is going to be broke off of them. Idolatry, your pastor idolatrying these people. So, I thank you, Father God, for your daughter. I thank you for what you're doing. Father God, I just speak that she will walk in obedience. Father God, that she will not second guess what you have placed upon her, what you showing her, Father God. It's okay to try the spirit, test the spirit. If you know, have a relationship with Yahweh. Father, is this you speaking? Is this word for me? Did you tell me to go here? Did you tell me to move there? See, a lot of people are destroying people's lives. They are destroying people's manhood. They are destroying families, lying, saying that that's your wife and they already married, breaking up home, lying and saying that's who you supposed to marry and you ain't supposed to marry that person, lying, saying you supposed to move here and God didn't even tell you to move there. You better know when a distraction spirit and a hindering spirit, everyone that come in your life is not of God. These people are coming to destroy things in your life. God don't cause confusion. God is, Yahweh is a father of peace. He's a peace I leave here with you. Peace be with you. Not the peace of the world, but the peace he gives. That didn't give you the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. So,
amen.
That's what he wants us to walk in, that power, love, and a sound mind. Even when we teach, it might sound harsh, but we speaking in love because God speak when he was here. Y'all, I'm trying to ask y'all. Y'all ain't read, when I read Luke, when I read about when Christ was here, Christ was hitting them. Christ was beating them down with the word. The reason why he can beat them down with the word, because he was the word himself. He was correcting them. He was rebuking them. He was the boy. I'm like, get him, Christ, get him. He didn't play with them. So if he didn't play when he was walking this earth, he going to send people that ain't now. He said what he had to say and kept it moving. He didn't flip the tables and call them out and everything else. He said, I don't take orders from y'all. They pow, slapping him in the face and spitting on him. My orders don't come from you. Uh-oh, that's the cover. Come on, y'all. The priest came out. Y'all about to go, speak, Holy Spirit. When they captured Christ, they were beating him. Why did they have to beat him just to catch? See, that's how you know the spirit that was in them. Now, you arrested the man. You didn't change them all up, but you beating them all the way to the priest. Just slapping him and beating him. Why you had to hit him? They marked him and everything else. He's standing he already beat up when he stood in front of the priests and Pharisees. He was already beat up. Who are you? You say you're going to tear down this temple. See, dumb. Dumb. Even the y'all trying to be for real. I'm like, these old dumb, these lukewarm. You see these stones? I'm going to tear down these stones. Ain't gonna nothing gonna be, this gonna be teared down in 3 days, and I'm gonna raise it back up. It took 40 years to build this. He wasn't even talking about that. He was talking about his body, the temple. Come on. But had they not known the word, they will understand. My word gonna come. My word gonna be towed down, his body, his temple, but he gonna rise back up in 3 days. If they read word from the other prophet when he spoke to them. So when he came on the earth, they should have known who he was. Now they didn't know who he was because they was in tradition and religion. And they was sitting up there and won't Jesus to answer them. He didn't say a mumbling word because he already told him, I do nothing of this earth. I didn't come from this earth. You means came from flesh. I didn't come from flesh. I came from heaven above. They didn't like that. He trying to compare himself to God. He was God. He was Yahweh. They got madder and madder. Jesus was saying, whatever y'all think, whatever you say I am, what you think, because it don't matter. I didn't told you. You won't listen. So whatever y'all think, whatever y'all going to do, do it. That's how he had it. Even when they took him what was his name when he told him, I don't want to do, the blood ain't on my hand. He asked Jesus Christian, life is in my hand. Even his wife had a dream. Don't you kill that man. That man is the real Christ. He up here asking Jesus, what should I do? You know, I'm paraphrasing. What should I do? Mm-hmm. Your life is in your head. My life not in your hand. My life don't even belong to the earth. Do what you feel like you need to do. That's the attitude Jesus had. I know who I am, and I've been standing on the word because I am the word. You can't take the word from me because I am the word. You ain't taking my life. I lay down my life. Come on. Do what you gonna do. Come on.
Jesus.
Well, same thing going on now.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, y'all. You would think they would have known better. They had Moses, they had Abraham, they had all the prophets before them. Everybody wrote about it, even in Genesis. He's going to come and bruise the serpent head. Come on, how you going to come out the, we're going to get rid of the New Testament. I mean, we're going to get rid of the Old Testament. We the New Testament church. We the New Manila church. The devil is a lie. We wouldn't even know about Christ from the Old Testament. We wouldn't even know about him. Come on. Will Michelle, is there anything else?
No, that was it.
Well, thank you, dear, for calling in. You can stay on and listen to the show. Well, you have a blessed weekend.
You too, and thank you, woman of God, and continue to be blessed.
All right, thank you. All right, 731-324. Mass is calling. Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Ashley from Wisconsin.
Hello. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Hello.
You're breaking up a little bit.
You were, I know you're going to break up. Internet want to echo up.
I can hear you a little better now.
I'm trying to find my headphones. Where my headphones at? Where my headphones? Okay, let me know if you can hear me now. I don't know where my headphones at.
Yeah, I can hear you. You're clear now.
Okay, thank you. Well, Ashley, how are you doing? You have a special prayer request?
No special prayer request, but I'm doing good.
That's good. So, Father God, we thank you. We thank you for the refreshing. You know when you drink lemonade, they say lemonade, good. Fresh, and you know when you get that fresh water and it go down, it just like it does something on the inside. Some things that you drink when it go down, it's a refreshing. It's a refreshing. And you know, you drink water, taste good. It's like it's cleaning you on the inside. Well, that's why I see God giving you a refreshing of His Holy Spirit. It's anointing. Refreshing, and it's going to feel good. That refreshing, that fresh air, the fresh of His anointing, the fresh, refresh her right now. Father God, give her a refresh. Even Ashley, you are sounding different. I don't know if you noticed that or anybody told you that. Is I can tell it in your voice. Yeah, the way you speaking, I can tell in your voice. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. You broke up a little bit when you said that last part, though.
I said I can tell that your voice. God is doing refreshing with you. I can hear it in your voice.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He's giving you like a refresh. You're drinking righteousness. You're drinking from His. You're drinking His word. He's giving you a refresh. He's refreshing you with His word. He's refreshing you with Russia. It's like a refreshing that's going on. Even people going to see it through your skin. And they're going to smell flowers when you go around. Oh, it's something. They're going to smell this fragrance. But it's going to be a good fragrance because He's refreshing you. It's like He's watering you. Like when you go out there and water your plant and it start to grow, it's going to bloom. And it's going to bloom into something real pretty. That's what He's doing with you, Ashley. exactly what he's doing with you.
Yeah, he is. And that's just really confirmation, too, because I have gotten so many words about that recently. The exact same word every time I call in, every time I've been receiving from him lately, been getting words. It's refreshing, refreshing, refreshing. So I think he wants me to know that. And I feel it, too, so I feel good.
I can hear it. I can hear it through you. I can hear it. And you're going to blossom in something very, very precious. You're going to blossom very well for the kingdom of God. I hear you being more confident. I can hear the confidence in you. He's really watering you down. So that's just what I hear. And sometimes God will keep giving us the same word. It's just confirmation. Keep going, Ashley. You at the right place. I got you in the right season. You're doing, just keep going. He's giving you those breadcrumbs. Keep going. I got you. I'm watering you down. I'm giving you a fresh anointing. I'm refreshing you. And people going to see it. People going to smell. You're going to smell like a fragrance. It's going to come out off of you, and it's going to draw people. It's going to draw people, but it's going to draw them people to Christ. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you're going to speak his word, and they're going to be drawn to Christ through you.
Yes.
So, Father God, I thank you for the refreshing. I ask that you refresh her, fill her up with your anointing. Father God, I command that boldness to come out, come forth in her, that she will stand up boldly and speak your word. Every time she speak your word, Father God, just keep filling her up, keep filling her up. Fill her with the good fruit, because the branch is going to be good. So, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for covering her. I thank you for protecting her. And, Father God, I thank you that you're going to fill her basket up with more and more. So, Father God, I thank you. Continue to guide your daughter. Continue to order her steps. You know, Father God, I just think that she will look to the hills which come from hell. And, Father God, that you're going to do you're going to do very well. Like I say, he's molding you to something beautiful. You're going to be something really special and beautiful in the kingdom of God. So I thank you, Father, for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, God. Thank you, Ashan. That is just a lot of confirmation. And, I think I know that in my spirit. I know that's what he's been doing with me. But it's really nice to hear that and to recognize that, hear someone else recognize that, like verbally, and just come into agreement with that. And you can't see me, but I'm smiling right now. I just feel so good, and it's so nice to hear that. And there's a lot of confirmation in there, him protecting me and guiding me. He's been doing that, and I know he's going to continue to do that, as I walk with him. And even the confidence, I've had other people pray that over me lately too. And I do feel like I'm getting more confident, and I think he's going to be able to use that so that I can just like share his love with other people. And it's just a season of refreshing. So I'm just thankful.
Amen. Amen. Well, continue to walk with him. Continue to walk with him. Just walk and chew. Just walk and chew. You got to chew too big. Just walk and chew. He going to say, okay, you doing good. Come on, come on. Keep following me. Keep following him. You follow him. As long as you follow him and do it with clean hands and pure heart, you're going to be okay.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for calling in. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you.
All right. Let me go back up here to the 3, 2, 1.
Hello.
Hey, 3, 2, 1, 2, 3, 0. Mass is calling. Where are you calling from?
Hi, Sister Lashawn. This is Aunt Felice from Florida. How are you?
I'm doing right. I don't even try to say your name.
I know.
How you doing?
I'm okay today. I'm doing pretty good.
That's good. Do you have any prayer requests or testimony? Or
nothing too specific. Oh, I do have like an exam coming up that's important.
Mm-hmm.
I'm praying to, well, I need to stay consistent with studying. But
mm-hmm.
I keep switching the date, but I want to just get this thing done and over with the next time.
So, okay. So, Father God, maybe, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. You can go ahead. I'll about that.
Okay. Father God, we just speak peace. We speak peace during this exam, Father God. We just ask that, Father God, even when she gets frustrated or she don't know, Father God, whisper the answer in her ears. Father God, we just speak that it's all well. It's all well with this exam. Father God, I just see a God going to put a laughter in you. He's going to put this great laughter, and that's what I see. You're going to start laughing. Your joy is going to be your peace, your strength. I just see him bringing your joy, your laughter back. Even when things that doesn't go good in your life, you're going to laugh over the situation because he's going to show you, I got it. It's in my control. It's in my hand. I hold everything in my hand. And when you get the knowledge of that, the understanding of that, you're going to begin to laugh more. And that's what I see, you laughing more. It's like the enemy try to steal your joy, but God going to restore it. He's going to restore. In this season, your joy is coming back, and you're going to begin to laugh. So, Father God, just let that fall upon her. Let your power fall upon her, your anointing. Rip everything that's not of you, Father God. Begin to strip her, Father God. And, Father God, let her know, teach her that way that she will understand. It's in your control. Things that you can't control, you just can't control. There's nothing you can do. He's in control. He's behind the scenes. God got it. You got to let him be God. Let him be God. And when you line yourself up with him in his will and let him be God, it's going to be a smooth walk for you. It's going to be so smooth. You're going to be so calmer, and he's going to bring your joy back. And I see you laughing. I don't know if you have already did that. Your joy is coming back. Everything you've been going through in this last couple of seasons, he's about to restore you. He's about to reset you, and you're going to laugh again. So, Father God, I thank you for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
I'm telling you, you're going to be laughing. They're going to be like, what are you laughing at? Nothing. Just gonna be
late. Well, no, I said I see that because things have been things I know they have been completely out of my control, and I know it's all in God's hands. But it's like every plan I have, it's like God has had a different one. So
yeah, because He know what we need. He know what's gonna protect. He know how to protect us. He know how to hide us. He know how to keep us from the adversary. So we just got to let him be God. When we get out of his will, that's when all turmoil, all things begin to happen in our life because we out of his will. But we have to get back in place with him. And when we get back, and you're going to be like, man, that's all I should have did. I mean, it's that simple? Distrust you? Let you face the battle? That's it? Oh, I feel so much peace. I don't have to deal with this unnecessary warfare. You're going to start feeling good about yourself, and you're going to start enjoying life again.
Oh, amen.
You're going to be an overcomer. So let him have his way. So we thank him for that.
Yes. Yeah. Amen. Well, thank you so much for that.
Amen. Thank you. Yeah, you're going to overcome a lot of things, and you're going to be laughing, and you're going to enjoy life. Do things that you want to do that you haven't did in a while. God's going to release that for you to do things. You're going to enjoy life. You watch.
Mm.
You're going to go back and enjoy life again.
Mm. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you for calling in. Is there anything else?
No, nothing else I can think of. Thank you.
Oh, Father, God bless you, and you have a blessed weekend.
God bless you. Thank you. You do the same.
All right. Thank you.
Amen.
Hello? Hello, this is Carolyn. Jamaica.
Hello. How you doing? I'm doing fine.
Thank you. No, this prayer is the Holy Spirit directs you.
Hello. Father God, we thank you for protecting us. Father God, we thank you for taking scales off her eyes. Father God, we thank you for taking the scales off her eyes, you know, taking the scales off her eyes so she can see the things that you want her to see. Prophetic, Father God, we thank you for the prophetic anointing that you have on her life, Father God. Father God, we thank you for the dreams and visions, and you begin to reveal things to her, Father God. I just pray that she will trust you and she will seek you even for the interpretation. Father God, interpret the vision and dreams even when she reads your word. Father God, I thank you because there are more that you're going to show her. And Father God, you're going to use her for the kingdom, for your kingdom, for your kingdom. Father God, I thank you for the delivering. I thank you for healing her body, her mind, Father God, healing that broken heart, Father God. I thank you. Father God, I thank you for making the crooked place straight, Father God, that she's going to go down the straight path, Father God. And Father God, when she absolutely surrenders, when she's already surrendered to you, there's no going back. Father God, we ask that you close every door, every unwanted door. We ask that you remove the distraction. And even, Father God, stir up her discernment. Let her eyes see those that don't need to be connected, detached right now. Cut the biblical cord in the name of Jesus. Father God, let her mind, let her body be purity, that she will be purity and you purify her, Father God, that she will, you know, be sanctified to do the work and the calling for your kingdom. For your kingdom. For your will be done in her life. Father God, I thank you for the finance breakthrough. I thank you for the finance breakthrough. I thank you for the finance breakthrough. I thank you for what you're going to do, Father God. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I thank you for the ministry that she's going to birth out. The ministry she's going to birth out. And I call it fear, Father God. So, Father God, let the birthing process begin. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Miss Lady, have you ever thought about writing a book?
Yes. I see a book.
So begin to start writing a book. And Father God, I ask that once you pick up that pen, Father God, Holy Spirit, take over her hand. Father God, let her tell the, you know, just show her what she needs to put in this book. This book is going to be your inheritance. I don't just see one book. I see more than one book. So, Father God, I ask that you give her wisdom. Give her wisdom, Father God. Direct her path. But I see more than one book that you're going to birth out. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you for so shine.
You're welcome. Oh, thank you. Thank you. God bless you. Yeah, God going to show you when it's going to be the season for you to write that book, but I see more than one book that you're going to birth.
Amen.
Amen, sister. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome. Thank you, Sue. Have a good night.
Okay, thank you. All right. Okay, 315-884, this is Sister LaShawn. This is calling. And where are you calling from?
Hi, Sister LaShawn. This is Kiara from New York.
Hey, Tiara, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. No complaint here. I'm doing great. Is there a special prayer request or...
I have a bit of a testimony. I was diagnosed with some ailments in my teens, and I was recently tested for them, and I no longer have them. That was incredible for me, and so I just want to thank God that He cured me.
Amen.
And I also asked for prayer.
Okay.
So God is good. I've just been in awe all week.
Well, Father, we thank you for healing. We thank you for your healing. Father God, we thank you. Father God. Father God, we stand against backlash, Father God. Father God, once you heal us, that's just we are healed. So, Father God, we keep the door closed in our mind. Father God, we come against these false symptoms, Father God, that the enemy will try to come back. Father God, we rebuke it and teach your daughter how to rebuke these false symptoms. Father God, we just speak that her body is made whole, Father God. Father God, I thank you. I thank you for this new position. Father God, whatever new position you're bringing your daughter in, I was trying to see if there's a new position on a job, if you're seeking a new job, a new place, but there's going to be a new position you're coming into a new position. That's all I hear, a new position.
A new position.
So, Father God, I ask that you get her mind mentally, physically ready for this new position. Father God, I thank you for the new position, Father God. Father God, I ask that you cover her and keep her, Father God, that she will stay in your will, Father God. And I ask that you give her more revelation and give her the clarification about this new position. Are you moving her or are you rearranging her? What is this new position? But that's what I keep hearing. There's a new position.
Thank you, Jesus.
So, Father God, I don't know if you're seeking a new job or a promotion or a new place to stay, and it could be a new position with him that he's switching you. I don't know if you're in church or you in ministry.
Yeah, I'm in church, and I plan on joining a ministry, but I do start a new program, but that's is for my career. I started a new program on Monday.
I'm a little
nervous about it, but it's a huge increase in my salary.
Well, that's what I heard, new position. So, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for this new position, Father God. Give her wisdom, Father God. Father God, I declare and decree that she will walk in your word of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, that she will walk in integrity. I speak integrity over her, Father God, and humble, Father God, in this new position. But that's what I heard, a new position. So that might be what it is. So, Father God, if there's a door that you open, no man can shut it. And, Father God, I ask that you move her, use her, Father God, because we be on assignment, even in the new position, but teach her how to use it. Teach her when to say something and when not to say nothing. So, Father God, we're going to celebrate. You celebrate. You thank him for it. So I'm thanking him for it. Father God, you gave this to me. I thank you for it. Thank you. I honor you for this, Father God. Yes. And anything that try to come against it, shed it down in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
That's what I heard. New position.
It's been a long time. It's been a long time, coming.
Well, you celebrate. You thank him for it. Thank him for the door open. And always remember where you come from. Remember who you give you the blessing. Remember who's your help. Always remember that. Stay in his will, and he will take care of you. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Go ahead.
It's a 1-year program, and I've been waiting to get into a program for years and years and years, and it's like I've been getting rejection letters for a long time, and I finally got an acceptance letter. So this change has changed the trajectory of my entire life.
Well, sometimes God got to hell it up because we might not be ready. Sometimes God to strip us and get our mind ready, make sure this is where he wants us to be. So the rejection is going to come before the yes. So you thank him for the rejection. You thank him.
Yes.
And so remember, like I said, remember where you come from. Remember, it wasn't nobody but God.
Right. It wasn't. No way. He is the only person. There's no other explanation. It was nothing but God.
So, there you go.
But I started going back to church again. And, when I went to church, I went Sunday. I was just looking around. And it wasn't as packed as I remember it being. It's about 500 members in our church. And I noticed that it was like a lack of, I'm 35. It was just like a lot of older people. And I'm just like, we need more people our age. People our age and younger don't really go to church anymore. But I want to join the deaconess board. I will be the youngest deaconess. All the deaconesses is like 70 and above. 60, 70 and older, but I want to join that because I just feel like that's where the Holy Spirit is leading me to join. They need a younger person to come with their gifts. I got a lot of gifts that I need to be sharing.
Well, just talking about that today, God is flipping things. He's flipping it. Those who want to talk, you know, they got to make the way. It's like the, how did he show me this? Like your grandmama, they was making, mm-hmm. they should have made the way for their children in that generation. Your mom, them should make the way for our generation and whoever.
Mm-hmm.
And we are there to make the way for the next generation. But he was, mm-hmm. in a way, I can't recall it how he put it. It was the way how he put it. So those elders is there to make a way for you in the next generation. And God is, mm-hmm. flipping things. He's going to, the young generation are rising. Y'all better believe, mm-hmm. they are rising. He's dropping, mm-hmm. his knowledge up in them, I'm telling you. And we can't just throw them away. And some elder people are stuck in their ways and tradition and don't want to let some things go. But no, God's, mm-hmm. going to flip it. He's going to flip it. So if, mm-hmm. that's what God wants you to be, if that's what he said, now if he said it, if he said this is where I need you to be, yeah, he's going to put the nobodies with these people that thinking they hot up. It got to be like that. Some of the nobodies going to go into the mayor. Some of the nobodies is going to go into the superintendents. They have to. Some of them nobodies going to go into the White House. Some of the nobodies going to go into the police. He's going to switch this thing around. It's going to be a switch. It's going to be a flip. He got to have it like that because the wisdom that he have placed in some of this young generation, the wisdom he's placing in them, that's the reason why the young generation are getting so attacked. He's trying to cut down the inheritance. He's trying to cut down the seed. He's trying to destroy it. And so, yes, if that's what he's telling you to do, let me tell you something. Age don't mean nothing. There's no age in heaven. Oh, when he showed me that. There's no age in heaven. There's no time in heaven. That's why we got to line up on his season, his time. The time they talking about in heaven is like 1,000-some years. You know, it's a different time. Your age in heaven is not your age here on earth. That's why you're saying those people like Moses and Abraham, they lived 100, 200 years old because it wasn't the age here on earth, y'all. It had nothing to do with the age on earth. So age don't mean nothing. That's why you have so many young children, they speak with wisdom like they are a 40-year-old man because of that, the age, they lining up the wisdom with the word, they lining up with heaven. God had gave the wisdom. The wisdom is on them. His word. So it don't got nothing to do with age. Don't look at the age.
Okay.
Your age is different than what you hear, what it is on earth. Man come up with Social Security and birth certificate. Back up in Abraham's time, they have Social Security and birth certificate. Come on. They come from the government. You was born. They didn't mark, they probably put it on a rock or a scroll. They didn't keep up with all that. Oh, your birthday, you know, they didn't do all that. They age, they were lining up with heaven. They lined up. They didn't go all about man, candle, and all that. And that's something man came up with. So don't look at the age. There's no age in heaven. There's no age. There are certain things that we do on earth is not going to be in heaven. That's why it says no marriage in heaven. Come on. Come on, y'all. A lot of things that tradition here on earth, you will not see that in heaven. So if that's what he's calling you to do,
don't look at them. There's some of them probably got wisdom. They're supposed to teach you. And what he got for you, you supposed to, you can teach them. It goes both ways.
Mm-hmm.
So I ask God to give you wisdom on that. You be led by the Spirit on that and do what he tells you to do.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so anything else?
Nope, that was it. Thank you.
All right, thank you. You have a blessed weekend.
You too. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. 334-590. This is Sister LaShama.
Hi, it's Jayla.
Hey, Jayla, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing great. No complaints. Well, is there something you want to share? Do you have a prayer request?
I do have a prayer request just for, I guess you would say, clarity right now in a sense of me understanding if I'm moving in a place of, like, self-sabotage or because I know that's something that I can do. Like, I tend to overthink a lot of things. I know the enemy plays with my mind, but at the same time, it's just like something, you know, sometimes you can get in your own way versus, you know, knowing, you know, I just don't know if I'm overthinking some things or, you know, yeah, I just don't know.
Okay. Oh, Father God, we thank you for healing your daughter of her mindset, Father God. I was just talking to two women of God about walking in instinct and walking in emotion. Emotion can play tricks on us. Emotion can get us in trouble. We make a lot of decisions on emotions. We begin to play with your mind, begin to play with your heart. So we break that power of overthinking in your mind. We break that power of double thinking, thinking. And Father God, we release her from herself, Father God. Father God, we loosen peace. We loosen peace to be upon her peace in her mind. Father God, everything that she worried about, everything that's constipating her mind, we rebuke it. So in the name of Jesus, Father God, we ask that her mind will rest in this hour right now in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we just ask that you, when you show your daughter something and it's from you, that you will stand on your word. And you come to give us peace. You come to give us power, love, and a sound mind. And we've decreed that word over her that she should walk in with a sound mind, that she should sleep with a sound mind, she should wake up with a sound mind, she should go to work or whatever she's doing in this hour with a sound mind. We declare and decree that sound mind over her. Right now, all the overthinking that's not of you, Father God. We want her to trust in you. We want her to look to the hill, which God will help, that she will not overthink nothing. The stress, we bind and we rebuke stress. Stress out her body, Father God. We speak in peace. So her mind will not be racing even at night. She will not be thinking of things at night in her bed. We just release your peace upon her right now. Peace in her body. Peace in her mind. Peace in her home. Peace come and be upon her right now in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I ask to give us more clarification on where you need her to be at. Where do you need her to be in this hour? Father God, that she will hear your voice. I just speak that she will draw nigh to you when she pray more to you, connect to you, that she will know without a shadow of a doubt that it's you speaking, not herself, not the adversary. But Father God, we shut her ears. Let her ears be closed to things that's not of you, things that's speaking to her. They're trying to make her go back to old ways. We break that right now. We rebuke it out of her right now in the name of Jesus. We, Father God, we know your anointing destroys the yoke.
So let these yokes and we pull down the stronghold, because your word says the weapons of our warfare is not carnal, it is mighty through you by pulling down these strongholds. Father God, show her how to pull down the stronghold, to cast every thought, every imagination that's not of you, Father God, this year. Cast them down in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. So we shut that door. You know, when you read the book, keep reading the book. Keep reading Psalms 91. Keep reading Psalms 91. Read in the book of Psalms. Matter of fact, start reading in the book of Proverbs. Read that book. And when you get tired reading it, let the Bible app play. And they're going to help you with your mind. And they're going to break some strongholds off of you. So let God do a purging and washing with you. I'll just speak over your mind. Your mind will be at ease. Your mind will be at peace. And trust God in this season. Trust him in his power. He's not going to set you up. God's not a God, but he'll set you up for good things. He'll put the wall up for you to hit that wall. But then also he'll tear the wall down. So if he put a wall up, it's to protect you. So just trust him. If he don't say, yeah, I give you the green light to go, don't go. Mm-hmm. If he say, be still and see the salvation of him, be still, wait up on me. Lean not to thy own understanding, but lean to my understanding. It's for your protection. You're going to be just fine. Just take your grip off of some things. Just let go. Take your grip off of releasing. You're going to be okay. You're going to be okay. Read the words. Read the word. Keep reading in the word. Speak the word. And you're going to be just fine. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you. And thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
Have a blessed evening.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
Yes, hello, woman of God. How are you tonight? This is Sarah calling from Alabama.
Hey, Sarah, how you doing?
I'm doing good. Praise the Lord once again for a Friday night pray time.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's cool. That's good.
Yeah.
Do you have a special prayer request?
Well, yes, I do have a special prayer request. I'm just praying for strength when it comes down to, you know, emotions, as far as people, if they make a comment or something that may not be, may hurt your feelings a little bit. Just really just praying for strength in the Lord Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And withstand the wiles of the enemy. So I just really, in essence, pray for the Lord to keep my strength stored up for the enemy.
Mhm. Well, Father God, I just pray that you would continue to strengthen your daughter and strengthen. When I pray, the type of prayers that when I say strengthen you in his word, that's where you're going to get your strength and your covering from, is in the word of God. You got to get in the word of God to get your strength. You got to seek him. You got to worship him to get your strength. You got to surrender. Mm-hmm. You got to let go. You got to take your grip off of things. God can't work when you were in the way. He ain't for the work. He going to sit back and say, okay, have it your way. You want it like Burger King with extra pickles? Have it your way. Come on. He can't work. He can't work. You know, whatever you desire, whatever you got a desire for and you hungry for, and he ain't told you to move out the way, move yourself out the way, let me work, let me work, surrender, let me do it. Release your home, release your family, release yourself, release your finance, release your daughter. When he tell you release and you ain't releasing, he's going to say, okay, well, there you go. You want to eat that? Go on and eat that. You want that? Go on and get that. And he's going to sit back and let you do it. You gonna, he's going to let you fall flat on your face. And when you get ready, when you get tired of going around that mountain in that whirlpool, and you talking about, okay, God, I'm beat down, I'm this, oh, I'm a, and I just need, okay, you for real? You going to surrender to me? You ready to come and do what I want you to do? You ready to line up with my will? Okay, I need you to sit down at my feet and eat my word. I need you to drink out this cup. I need you to seek me. I need you to calm yourself down. I need you to wait on me. I need you not to lean to your understanding but my understanding. I need you to learn of me so these yokes can be broken off of you. So either you're going to do it his way or you're not going to do it his way. It's your choice. He ain't going to make you do nothing.
Amen. Amen. And that's pretty much it. I think what comes along with me is I can go really hard in the Word. I'm talking about really strong where I can read Proverbs. And then after I read Proverbs, I go to Psalms. And then after I go to Psalms, I go to Thessalonians. And then I want to revert back into Acts. And I can go, you know, like that strong. But it's like all of a sudden it can be so many disturbances happening within the home. So I'm like, wow, you know, this is really trying to, and it's, I know it's the enemy. So when I was praying for strength, I was like, Lord, I want to have strength more, you know, more of it to fight the wiles of the enemy, because he comes in, he tries to come in like a flood, especially when you try to get in the word of the Lord and read it. He throws like everything. And then it's like you see, like it may be a family incident or maybe this. And you're like, wait a minute, let me go. I don't want you to disturb me like that. And so I was like, wow, you know, God, Jesus, take the wheel. I can't. It's not my battle. It's the Lord's battle. It's not my battle. And like you were saying, if you just, like you were saying, if Jesus is a gentleman, he lets you go. He does not fight you to worship him. But we must worship him in spirit and in truth. But when it comes down to him, he says, okay, are you going to do it or am I going to do it? He doesn't fight you to be like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to make you worship me. But he's just so sweet and so graceful and merciful enough to forgive and to let you do the battle. But the battle is not ours. It's the Lord. So what I have to do, and I had to revert, is going back to saying, look, when it gets too heavy for me, it's best to get in the word, like you were saying, and grab the adversary by the horns and say, look, this is not your battle. It is Jesus. And Jesus has got the will in this house.
Thank you. Well, Jesus already took the keys from Satan. He already bind up. But we get his spirit. It's the spirit. It's the principality and the power. So he's giving us authority to use the word against these principality and power and things we cannot see. So he didn't already. The Satan is up under his feet. So that's what we got to understand. The little ants and every unclean spirit and all they are spiritual warfare. spiritually. I've given you the authority, the power and authority. He ain't coming that down here and walk this earth and die again. He ain't doing that. He already did it.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
He up there in heaven. He's interceding with us. But when he come back, it's gonna be like what it was the first time. It's gonna be something differently.
Mm.
So he's giving us. I'm gonna leave you, but I ain't gonna leave you by yourself. I'm gonna give you a comforter. Are we using the comforter, which is the Holy Spirit, our counselor, our friend? Are we using it? He didn't do what he had to do. He said, I seen Satan fall like the out of heaven, out of the sky. Come on.
Amen. And I was telling my sister,
we give him more than what we should be giving him. That's it. So there you go. Your strength comes from the Lord. He's your strong tower. He's your provider. And when you understand that and you surrender to that and you release, he's going to protect you. He's gonna do what he needs to do. But until you do that, okay, he's going to let you have your way.
Well, like, for instance, with LaShawn, it was a family member, and they went off on me for no reason. I've been nice to them, you know, and try to be, you know, hospitable because they're from out of town. And everything to them. But tonight, which was about, I want to say maybe 3 hours ago, they were telling me, well, you should move. You should, you know, move out of this and move out of the home and do this and do that and fix this and fix that. And I was like, what is going on? Like, they were throwing everything but the kitchen sink at me. So I went and I said, no, I know this is who this is. I've got to grab my word and go into my prayer closet. So that's what I started doing. It's just knowing that that was an attack of the enemy.
Paul tell us, and this is what I'm going to say, Paul tell us, finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not with flesh and blood, but against the principality, against the power, against the ruler of darkness of this world, against the spiritual wickedness in high place. Wherefore, take upon you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day and have done all to stand. You got to stand with your loins geared up. You got to stand with the truth. Now, first of all, you don't have to belt the truth. What's the truth? The true word of God. Who's the word? Yahweh. You can't put on that belt. You can't carry that belt around your waist and you walk, you don't know the truth. You can't even put on the whole armor of God. So, a lot of things I said, we got to know when we get in our emotion. Our emotion get us in trouble. Our emotion won't even let us read the word of God and pray because we caught up in what somebody said. Because if you got the whole word up in you, you're going to look at them and laugh. You ain't going to even entertain them. Some people, I don't even respond to them. And when they send me texts and all this stuff and wanting me to march on their beat, I don't entertain them, and they wonder why I ain't saying nothing. Because I ain't entertaining you. I ain't entertaining that spirit up in you, that controlling spirit, that witchy spirit. I ain't entertaining that because I know where it's coming from. So why should I sit up there and entertain it?
Amen.
You ain't going to get no response out of me. So that's why. That's why you don't hear me, because you ain't going to get no response out of me. Because I know what's behind it. And let me know what's behind. You don't even see it because you're the one doing it. So I ain't finna entertain it. And I ain't going to get in my emotions about it. because God is in control. When you know who you are, you can't get in your emotion, because he's going to teach you how to handle things with prayer and worship. Sometimes I just say, God, many times, my Judas been around, many times, family member done said something. Yeah, I done broke down and cried. I done did all that. But then he come back and remind me, I fight your battles. You got to cut them off. Start cutting these people off. Cut it. Cut a piece of scissors to cut them off. You have to cut off your own family member to have your peace to cover you. And how you cover you is in the word of God. Your covering is the word of God. So you got to cover yourself and stay rooted and grounded in the word of God. And that means you got to cut some folks off. Cut them off, because they are distraction and hinder. What God said in you is plain and simple. You can talk about it all day long, but what is he telling you? If he told you to move, he told you to seek him, he told you to get low, come up, what is he telling you? Only way you would know that, get in a secret place so he can show you some things. Sometimes we got to keep our mouth closed, our mouth too big.
That's right.
The only reason why our mouth too big, because we in our emotion. Come on, we handling a lot of stuff in our emotion.
That's right.
So I'm going to go ahead, because I hear him say, go ahead and cut it off. I'm going to go ahead and cut it off. And I thank y'all for coming on. Remember his word. Remember in the beginning was his word. Remember he is the word. Remember who came down here as the word. Remember in the beginning was the word. Remember he is the word from the beginning, the middle, and the end. He is the word that we're going to see that's going to come through that cloud. He is the word when you're going to see him, when you got to be judged. He's going to be the word you're going to find. If you don't know he the word, you're going to find out at the end. When you close your eyes on this side and open, wherever you're going to open them at, you're going to know what's the true word. He was the word. You're going to know who was your true covering. He was your covering. Things that you thought you know, and when God sent his mouthpiece to correct it and break this tradition out for you, you're going to know, because it's going to be books. It's going to be books. It's going to be books. Your book going to be open, and you're going to see, I sent my servant to tell you this. I sent my servant to bring healing and delivering, but you thought you were rejecting my servant, but you were rejecting me. You stole from my servant, but you were stealing from me. You thought you were manipulating my servant and my people, but you were manipulating me. Paul, why are you prosecuting me? He's like, who are thou, Lord? What you mean prosecuting you? What did Christ say? When you kill, you on the way to kill more Christians. So when you kill Christian back in your own hometown and you on your way to kill some more Christian, you are prosecuting me. You are killing me. When you kill innocent people, innocent baby, innocent men and women, when you crucify them, when you hang them, when you lie on them, you are prosecuting me. You ain't doing that to them. When you lie to them, you lying to the Holy Spirit. So there's going to be that book open. Why did you prosecute me? Why did you lie on me? Because I sent them. I'm telling y'all, I'm not trying to help y'all out. You try to come to them and try to drain them. You came to them to think you could take their anointing. You spoke cursed word. When you spoke cursed word over my servant, you spoke a cursed word over me. I'm helping y'all out tonight, so you won't be going around here saying I did not know it. When you spoke that cursed word over my man of God, my woman of God, you spoke that cursed word over me. And so you had prosecuted me. I never knew you when you were down there prosecuting me. I never knew you when you was down there trying to stagnate me, trying to set things up, because I'm the one anointing my man of God, my woman of God, to do what they supposed to do. You didn't even honor heaven, and you not even honor them. So you didn't even honor me when I walked. Christ said, you didn't honor me when I walked this earth over 200,000 years ago, and you still not honor me by my. I told my disciple, my God, Holy Spirit, keep speaking. I told my servant, I told the disciple, see, the word that he had for the disciples, we
taught the disciples now. We are his servant now. We are responsible for the sheepfold. I told them the greater work, the same work you see me do, the greater work you shall do. I anointing you to preach. I anointing you to teach. I anointing you to prophesy. I anointing you, some of you, to destroy yokes, to bring them out of Babylon. I anoint you to speak the true word of God. Did you do it? Did you walk in obedience? There's going to be a day if you don't repent. If there's going to be a day if you don't turn from your wicked way, your sin way, repent. That's what Peter them say. They were saying, Peter, all of them, Paul, repent. Be baptized. Repent and turn from your wicked way. Every last one of us have that opportunity to do that. He ain't going to make us do nothing. So when you standing there, when you take your last breath on this earth, your book will be closed because you already, he said, the one that got the mark, the seal that's marked on them, there's a seal for the righteous. There's a seal that accept Christ as their Lord and Savior. You have been bought with a seal. You have been bought with a price. There's a seal. You are marked with a seal when you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior. When you accept him that he is the way, the truth, and the light. When you accept the true word that he came as the light into the world. When you accept that Yahweh came down here and he began to be flesh. When you accept these things and believe, and you are filled with the truth, you are filled with the Holy Ghost, you are marked with seal. And if you're not, and you don't believe Christ, you don't believe that he was the Father, you don't believe that he came on this earth, you don't believe that he was crucified, you don't believe he is the Word, you got the mark of the beast. Oh my God. See, I wish I had more time to explain about the mark of the beast. See, some of y'all been deceived. Y'all don't even understand what the mark of the beast. Either you got the mark of Christ or you got the mark of the beast. Lord, Holy Spirit, continue to speak. When you got that mark, you are already judged. It tells us in the book of John, open the book of John, when you don't accept him as the Lord and Savior, you are already marked. You are already marked and you are already judged. That means if you leave her today and you in your sinful ways and whatever you're doing, I ain't the judge. Either go to the book and it tells you in the book, you have already been condemned. So when you leave this earth, judgment's already been upon you. So either he going to say, come on in or depart from me. The ones that are already been condemned is depart from me. I never knew you. Your book have been closed. Your book, the book going to be right in front of you. And everything you did, you're going to be told about it. You rejected me. You lied on me. You was a bunch of thieves and robbers. Somebody, I got to cut it off and I got to get up out of here. Remember, God love you and so do I. Remember Jeremiah 29:11. He knows the plan that he has for you. And according to that word in Jeremiah 29:11, it's good. It's good. It's good. Even Satan don't even know the plan. Only one that know the plan. God don't even open the book for everybody to look in. And it's only certain people can look in the book of life. Everybody can't look in the book. Be careful about what they say. God opened the book. I read your book. Okay. Keep believing the people that they read your book. Everybody don't have access to the book. Y'all better understand the book. Because if he was going to show everybody what was in your book, you better understand we'll be in a world of trouble. Now, everybody don't know what's in your book. Even Satan don't even know what's in your book. So only God and certain angels know what's written in your book. But anyway, God bless you. Y'all have a blessed weekend. I'm going to play this song. Remember the proper of yourself. Get in the word. Bathe in the word. Read the word. Eat the word. Let the word guide you. Let the word protect you. Thank you for joining in. There are always somebody peeking in. Check out other show. We pray over Randy and his family and all the other hosts. Father, keep them covered, keep them protected. I just speak that the truth will be on PGN, and I do see a lot of healing and deliverance going on with PGN, that the truth, God has opened the truth. Even Pastor Randy is talking about the book of John. We are in the right place. We are the voice that's sounding. We are the voice in the wilderness. I pray for the forerunner, the one is the voice, the one he's calling to be forerunners. Don't forget about them. We keep them covered. We keep the evangelists covered because they fit to go out. God bless you. You have a blessed weekend.
You feel, speak the word.